Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2025. It is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season. Our text for reflection is Matthew 6, 16 to 21. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 16 to 21. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. My theme for reflection is where your treasure is. Where your treasure is. I once heard a story about a little boy who proudly showed his father a treasure he had collected. It was a shoebox full of bottle caps, broken toys, and colorful bits of paper. His father chuckled and asked, "Why do you call this a treasure?" The boy with wide eyes replied, "Because I love it." That simple answer carried profound truth. We treasure what we love, and what we love defines us. As we begin our Lenten journey, Jesus' words in Matthew 6, 16 to 21 call us to examine where our treasure truly lies. Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of this sacred season, a time for reflection, repentance, and renewal. It is a day when we are reminded of our mortality, dust we are, and to dust we shall return. But what do we do with that knowledge? Do we merely wear the ashes as a ritual, or do we allow them to reshape our hearts? One cold Ash Wednesday, a group of theology students decided to step out of their usual setting and hold their service among the homeless. They set up a small one plastic table in a quiet corner of the city, placing simple bread and wine upon it. As they took turns marking each other's foreheads with ashes, a man joined them, well-spoken, neatly dressed, and seemingly no different from anyone else in the group. After a moment of silence, he spoke. "Nobody really knows I am homeless," he said, his voice steady but heavy with emotion. The students looked at him surprised. He did not fit the image they had unconsciously formed of someone living on the streets. Yet, despite appearances, he carried the same daily struggles of hunger, uncertainty, and invisibility. His words rang a bell, reminding them that Ash Wednesday's message of human frailty and the weight of mortality was not just a theological reflection, but a lived reality for many. Jesus Christ warns us not to practice our faith for public applause, no grand displays of fasting, no showy prayers, no almsgiving that seeks recognition. Instead, he calls for something deeper, an inward transformation that manifests in how we treat others. Prayer, fasting, and giving are not rituals to polish our reputation. There are sacred acts that must be tethered to justice, mercy, and love. The prophet Amos declared, "I hate, I despise your feasts, But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. When our worship is disconnected from justice, it becomes noise. When our fasting does not break the chains of oppression, it is meaningless. When our giving does not restore dignity, it is hollow. Lent is not a private competition of who can suffer more or pray longer. It is an invitation to align our hearts with God's heart. And where is God's heart? Among the poor, the forgotten, the tyrant wells of our world. When we hold them in our hearts, when our giving, fasting, and prayers are shaped by their struggles, our faith becomes more than ritual. It becomes worship that moves the heart of God. The great theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "The test of the morality of a society is what it does for its children." But perhaps we could add, "The test of our faith is how we care for the least among us." What are our treasures? Where do our hearts truly dwell? If we treasure comfort over compassion, wealth over justice, or reputation over righteousness, then we must let this Lenten season reorder our lives. Two questions for reflection. One, who are the invisible people in my community and how have I contributed to their invisibility? Two, how can my prayer, fasting, and giving become less about me and more about aligning with God's heart for justice? Let me leave you with a practical exercise for today. Find one person today who often goes unnoticed, a janitor, a cashier, a security guard, or even someone experiencing homelessness, and offer them a moment of dignity, a kind word, a sincere question about their day, or even a simple acknowledgement can begin to reshape our hearts. Lord, as we enter this season of Lent, strip away the false treasures that distract us from you. Teach us to pray not for attention, but for communion with you. Teach us to fast not for our own pride, but to hunger for justice. Teach us to give not out of abundance, but out of love. May our worship be more than words. May it be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. Amen.